Homework at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Over 400 street vendors apprehended between July and October 2025. Ndola man arrested in connection with the defilement of a 20-year-old woman with a mental health condition. In African news again, as a coup leader enters presidential race. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. In an effort to promote order and sanity in Lusaka, the Lusaka City Council LCC apprehended 426 street vendors between 25th July and 7th October 2025 for illegally operating in the Central Business District. Out of the 426 vendors, 78 appeared before the Fast Track Court at the Civic Center and were fined in accordance with the law and pursuant to Section 355, Cap 88 of the Laws of Zambia, and their merchandise was disposed of by the court. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has told Kumbon Radio News that council police officers, in collaboration with the state police, have since continued to conduct operations in the CBD as part of the anti-street vending exercise. She has reminded the public that street vending remains illegal as stipulated in Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018, hence the need for traders to utilize designated trading spaces.
In 28th July and 17th October 2025, for illegally operating in the Central Business District, the CBD, out of the 426 vendors, 78 appeared before the Fast Track Court at the Civic Center and were fined in accordance with the law and pursuant to Section 355, Cap 88 of the Laws of Zambia, and their merchandise was disposed of by the court. The council police officers, in collaboration with the state police, have since continued to conduct operations in the CBD as part of the anti-vending exercise. The council wishes to remind the public that street vending remains illegal as stipulated in the Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018, hence the need for traders to utilize designated trading spaces. The council remains committed to promoting a conducive trading environment that is orderly and healthy for all traders.
The Copperbelt Police Command has confirmed the arrest of a suspect in connection with the defilement of a 20-year-old woman with a mental health condition. The incident occurred on November 3rd, 2025, around 18 hours at Zambia Compound in Twapia, Ndola District, Copperbelt Province. Police Commanding Officer Pefia Sasiandenge tells Kumbon Radio News that the victim, who has a habit of moving around the compound, was allegedly taken to a nearby toilet by the suspect where the heinous act was committed. Mr. Siandenge says that fortunately two passers-by discovered the suspect and the victim in a compromising position and apprehended the suspect. He adds that the suspect, who was reportedly in a drunken state, was taken to Mwenye police post and later detained. A docket of the case has been opened and a medical report form has been issued to the victim for urgent medical attention. A resident of Lusaka's Kalingalinga compound has bemoaned the erratic power supply at Kalingalinga Clinic. The resident, who declined to be named, says that the facility has continued to experience inconsistent electricity supply despite the stated hours of load management by ZESCO. According to the source, the clinic had no power supply the entire day on Saturday and disrupted X-ray services due to lack of power. Kalingalinga Clinic assessed patients from as far as Choson, Achongwe and other surrounding areas who are referred there because of the clarity and reliability of its X-ray machine.
problem with about clinic, because that clinic sees a lot of people come from different areas. Some come from Chongwe, come from as near as Levy, because Levy, they tell the patients to say, our X-ray is bad, go to Kalingalinga, that's where the clear X-ray is. So a lot of people would move from Kalinga, from Levy to Commando X-ray at Kalingalinga, because the machine there is more clear.
Okay.
Power is the issue now, because you can't operate an X-ray machine without power. So I'm going to because to do X-ray, but there's no power. This morning, people have come in the morning, injured people, sick people, I'm lying around because of my X-ray, but there's no power.
But when contacted for a comment, Kalingalinga Wada 36 Councillor Mukubesa Nyoni refuted the claims, stating that the clinic has a solar installed as a power backup system. Mr. Nyoni added that he personally witnessed the commissioning of the solar system, which was implemented under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF.
It does not have an alternative power supply or something like that. That is not correct, because We recently launched a solar project at the same facility, not only at the clinic in Kalingalinga, but also a police post in our area is powered by solar. So I find it very untrue. I don't know.
However, the anonymous resident has insisted that the solar system at the clinic is connected to offices as shared with an organization known as CIDES and does not power the clinic itself.
X-ray machine works, and who is the owner of that solar system they're talking about? That solar system is not for Kalingalinga Clinic. That solar system is for CIDES, and that solar system can't power an X-ray machine, so it should know that. As a counselor, I should be aware of that. You can't say there's solar. Solar for who? That solar is not even for Kalingalinga Clinic. It's for CIDES. Their CIDES office is there. They are the owners of those solar panels. Despite even having a solar there, they can't power an extra machine.
Musa Kamba Ward Councillor Abiton Kunda has expressed concern over the delayed construction of Chiswa Primary School in Mukushi District, a project that was approved under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Kunda told Common Ready News that the contractor has not been present on site for some time, forcing children from Chiswa to walk long distances to attend classes at Musa Kamba Secondary School. The councillor has appealed to the contractor to expedite the construction works so that the school can be ready before the next academic year begins.
My concern is yes, for it to fall over to the point one go ya foot why you have to get a so Kaiva contracts our wife Okura Tibale, Samukola, Avalati, yes, the four yes, before is Kurama School Pakus, Lavaka, Lanava, Isavatam, Kukambia, Kaikova, and the Kuta, all the way from Chiswa coming to Kamba.
A 32-year-old mother of eight from Chambishi Township in Kalulushi District has finally found a place to call home after receiving a 76,000 kwacha compensation package from Sinometers Limited. Miss Elizabeth Walia, who relied on farming as a sole means of survival, says she had been living with her children in a one-room makeshift shelter erected on farmland that did not belong to her. She disclosed that she was among the victims of the Sinometers Limited disaster, which saw the tailings dam collapse, releasing acidic water that destroyed her crops, polluted rivers, and disrupted aquatic ecosystems. Ms. Walia thanked the district administration for helping her buy a house, especially after some individuals claiming to be her relatives showed up upon hearing about the compensation.
I was a farmer. Anjuga esa kupela makompase. Anjuga government baingira mwe shimpi ya tatu ampele tuala nishite nganda. Kufu baingira.